We begin six lines down from the top on Nun Tes Omen Aleph. Another story with one of the Amoraim dealing with the issues of Jews and idolaters. Rav Chiya bar Abba ikla lagavla. Rav Chiya bar Abba went to a town called Gavla. Chaza benos Yisrael de mi'avrin me'ovdi kochavim shemalov lo tavlu. He saw Jewish women who were pregnant from the idolaters who were circumcised but didn't immerse in the mikvah. So what exactly does that mean? What that means is that there were these ovdi kochavim who wanted to convert, and the extent of their conversion was only through a bris, but they didn't do the mikvah. You would think that it would probably do the opposite because the mikvah is painless, but the mila is. But nevertheless, they wanted to convert, but they only did the mila, not the tefillah, and married Jewish women, and the women were pregnant. So that's what he saw when he came to this town of Gavla. Chaza chamra de mazgu ovdi kochavim v'shasu Yisrael. Not only that, he saw wine that was being diluted by ovdi kochavim. Presumably, these are a different type of ovdi kochavim, not the ones who even wanted to convert, but maybe them too. perhaps it wouldn't really make a difference anyways. But he saw that they were ovdi kochavim who were diluting the wine, and the Jews were drinking it. And not only that, Chaza Termusa, Deshalkluhu Ovdi Kochavim Ba'achli Yisrael. He also saw that there was this Termusa, which is this type of vegetable of sorts, which requires cooking. And the idolaters were cooking it for the Jews, and the Jews were eating it. Velo Amrlehu Velo Midi. And Reb Chiya Bar Abba, he just saw these three things that were bothering him, but he didn't say anything. He didn't give any rebuke. So what did he do? Instead, he tried to calm down a little, and he went to Rabbi Yochanan and asked for advice. Amrle, Rabbi Yochanan said as follows: Tzei v'hachriz al b'neim sheim mamzerim. First of all, go back to Gavla and make a kol kore, make an announcement that the children that will be born to these Jewish mothers are considered mamzerim. Va'al yenan mishum yayin esach, and that the wine that was being diluted is considered yayin esach. Va'al turmusin, and on those vegetables, mishum bishuli ovdi kochavim, those are prohibited because of bishalakum. So the mamzerim obviously is the iser d'oraisa, but the bishalakum and the yayin esach, that's all gezeros d'rabanan. But why? Why should you pronounce that the turmusin are prohibited because of bishalakum? Mishum she'enam b'nei Torah, because they're ignorant of the Torah. And we'll see what that means in a moment. So now the Gemara wants to analyze the statements of Rav Yochanan. Al b'neim she'enam zeirim, this idea that there's a Jewish mother and a non-Jewish father, it's an idolater, the child is a mamzer. How is this so? Rabbi Yochanan l'tamei, this is Rabbi Yochanan l'shitaso. Da'am Rabbi Yochanan, lo'olam e'inu gerat she'im alviyat bol. Number one, Rabbi Yochanan rules, which all of us follow, that a convert is not considered converted until he finishes the bris and the tefillah. Since he didn't immerse in the mikvah, he's still considered an idolater. And Rabbi Yochanan also rules that when an idolater or a servant impregnate a Jewish woman, that child is considered a mamzer. That's not how we paskin. We rule that if the mother is Jewish, the child is Jewish, and the child is not a mamzer, it's a full-fledged Jew. But that's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. V'gazer al yenam mishum yayin nesach. Now how could it be, why did he make this decree that the wine that was being diluted is usher because of yayin nesach? And this is connected to our Gemara from before. Mishum lech lech amrin nezira schor chor lechar melo tzikrav. Again, that same gezera. We want to keep the chances of real yayin nesach away, and therefore, as a deterrent, we'll say that the stam yenam, sorry, not the stam yenam, the fact that they're diluting the wine with water is also going to be prohibited because of lest it lead to yayin nesach. That's the gezera derabanan. One question which isn't addressed here is whether the gezera al yenam in this case is only to consume it, or it's even to get benefit from. Presumably, it would follow the previous cases, which it would be prohibited to even benefit from. Now, the last case is about the Bishul Akum, and that we will deal with next time.